Welcome to Leadership Decoded, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. I'm excited to dive into an interesting topic, executive presence. We're going to break this topic into a four-part series so that we can unravel the essence of executive presence and give you the three components of what it is that will leave you more self-assured and competent in communication in order to build stronger connections within your team and to your clients. In part one of this series, I will lay the foundation with an overview of executive presence, what it means, why it matters, and how it can transform your leadership style. Let's dive in. What exactly is executive presence? Think of it as that intangible quality that distinguishes leaders. It's about how you carry yourself, how you communicate, how you inspire confidence, and how you connect to people. It's not simply about looking the part. It's about projecting confidence, credibility, and a sense of purpose in your leadership role. Ask yourself honestly, do you have presence or are you merely present when engaging with people at work? Executive presence is a multifaceted quality that encompasses a range of attributes, behaviors, and communication skills that together create a strong and influential leadership presence. While it's often associated with senior leaders and senior executives, it's a valuable trait for all leaders to develop now. No matter what position you hold, the sooner that you can hone and craft your executive presence, the sooner you will reap the benefits and rewards. When you understand what executive presence is and tap into yours, you can accelerate your performance. We can capture executive presence in three areas. Just remember, ACE, authenticity, competence, and emotional engagement. We will dive deeper into these three areas in our follow-on episodes. Now, I want to share with you a time and my observations about executive presence. And I think about this with a former senior leader that I worked with. He was a person who, when you walked into a room, didn't dominate, but you knew he was there. He wasn't the loudest person. He didn't overcome and step on people when he spoke. But when he spoke, it was authentic. When he spoke, it was well thought out and had high impact. You took notes. Think of this as quality over quantity of conversation. He was also a genuine person who cared. The connection he made with each person that he spoke to, he put them as if they were the center of the universe. He made you feel like you were the most valuable person in that moment in time when you engage with him. Take a moment to think about some of the opposite, some of the people that you've worked with who lead teams, but they bury their face in their smartphone at the beginning of a meeting instead of taking time to socialize and talk and check in on people. Think about the person who walks the halls with their head down instead of taking time to say hello and greet people when they pass them in the halls. Think about the leader who doesn't stand and land when they're delivering a town hall meeting or a corporate update, or people that keep barriers between you instead of coming out from behind their desk to talk to you to make you feel connected. Now, as embarrassing as it is to admit, I'm going to lean in a little bit here. I've been compared to Clark Kent, and recently I've been compared to Harvey Specter from the show Suits. At first, I thought this was merely a resemblance, although I don't see it. So one day I decided to ask the question, what's the connection? The response I got knocked me back on my feet. I was told it was the way I carried myself. Self-assured, but not overly confident. Well-spoken, but not overly verbose. Showing care and concern for others, and not overly intimidating to people. For me, this was a lesson in dichotomies. What it showed me was that authenticity, honing my communication skills, and being willing to genuinely connect with people on an emotional level paid off. And that's what executive presence is. And that lesson I took away played a positive role in a wide variety of work endeavors that I took on. I carried that with me for years, and I share that with others to help them understand the importance of developing their own presence. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, why does presence matter? Developing executive presence isn't about changing who you are. It's not about becoming somebody else. It's about embracing your strengths and enhancing your communication, charisma, and gravitas. Being authentic has impact on so many levels. Personally, once you embrace what makes you, you, your uniqueness, your fire, your strengths, your humor, and you let go of worrying about what others think of you, that's when you hit the sweet spot of being self-assured. Your self-awareness goes up. Think emotional intelligence. Your confidence goes up. Think reduction in stress because you let go of the extra baggage. You're able to connect with others because your walls have gone down. Research has shown that when you embrace executive presence, you're authentic in your leadership, you're genuine in your communication, and you're emotionally engaging, your stress levels go down, and your performance goes up. Leaders who master executive presence create an aura of authority, authenticity, and influence that not only captures attention, but also it leaves a lasting impact on those around you. This will lead to closing more deals, being competitive for promotions, and feeling more comfortable in your position at work. Now let's discuss what you can do to enhance your executive presence. In this series, we're going to dive deeper into authenticity, competence, and emotional engagement. But for now, I want to give you 5 actionable tips that you can use today to start your journey. Number 1, develop self-awareness. Understand your strengths, your weaknesses, and values. Self-awareness is the foundation of authentic executive presence. Take time to reflect on what makes you you, what's working well, and what may not be as you carry yourself throughout the day. Number 2, master your communication. Work on your verbal and nonverbal communication skills. Clear, confident communication is key. Take time to reflect on how you're showing up, your body language, how you sit, how you stand, how you open up to people when they're interacting with you, what your tone is, what words you're choosing. This may be a lot to think about now, but as you take time to reflect on positive interactions and understand why they're positive and successful, it'll pay dividends in the end. And the 3rd, seek feedback. Don't hesitate to ask for feedback from mentors or colleagues to understand how others perceive your presence. This was an eye-opener for me. When you have that trusted partner who can assess how you're showing up, how you're carrying yourself, how you're engaging, and you get that candid, open feedback, your ability to take steps in the right direction will improve. Number 4, invest in your professional development. Continuously develop your skills and knowledge to bolster your competence. You're doing that right now by watching this show. You can find a plethora of opportunities to improve your knowledge, skills, and abilities, whether that be a workshop, podcast, learning from others, executive education. Take the time to invest in yourself. And the 5th, practice empathy. Understand the emotions and perspectives of others. Emotional engagement is a vital aspect of executive presence. Take time to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, and you will make them feel valued, heard, and connected. To sum it all up, executive presence is a complex quality that can significantly impact your leadership journey. Remember, executive presence is about being your best self and leaving an indelible mark on everyone that you interact with. In this series, we'll delve deeper into authenticity, competence, and emotional engagement to unlock the full potential of your executive presence. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here at the Loop Internet Studios. If you enjoyed today's episode, please save and share with your fellow leaders across all of our social media channels. We welcome any comments and reviews or topics that you'd like to see in future episodes. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey. And if you are a business owner or employee interested in curated training solutions to impact your business for the better, email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.